One ha'ara, and really it's a dover nifla from Reb Shmuel Yankif in Zois Liyakiv in Parshas Bayigash. So, just a little bit of an introduction. One of the topics, one of the many, many, many topics that came up in today's daf is the idea that sometimes Ephraim and Manasseh are treated like two shvatim. Sometimes Ephraim and Manasseh are all part of the same Shevet known as Shevet Yosef, right? Yaakov Avinu said Ephraim and Manasseh keruvein v'shimon yili. But what emerged from the Gemara is that it's not regarding all things. It was true regarding Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. It was true regarding the Degolim and the way the Yidden traveled when they were in the Midbar. And it was true regarding the Nesiim, the Chanukas HaMishkan. There was a special Nasi for Ephraim that brought his Karbanas, and there was a special Nasi for Manasseh that brought his Karbanas. Sometimes it was Ephraim and Manasseh being two, but in all other situations, Ephraim and Manasseh are really under the umbrella of Shevet Yosef. An example of where Ephraim and Manasseh are under the umbrella of Shevet Yosef is the sugi that we're learning. Parom Davashel Tzibur. According to Rabbi Shimon, each Shevet brought its own par. It wasn't Ephraim separate and Manasseh separate, but rather it was Yosef separate. Yosef is considered one Shevet. Now, if Yosef is considered one Shevet, so how do you have 12 Shvatim regarding the Parom Davashel Tzibur? The Teretz is, the way you have 12 Shvatim is through Levi. Levi ends up being the 12th Shevet, and because Levi ends up being the 12th Shevet, that's how you end up with your 12 Shvatim. So sometimes Ephraim and Manasseh are treated like two. Sometimes Ephraim and Manasseh are part of the same Shevet. They're both part of Shevet Yosef. The Ramban, in two places, in Parshas Korach and in Parshas Vizois HaBracha, says that really, if you look throughout the Torah, whenever we talk about the Shvatim, there's always 12 Shvatim. The Shvatim are always Yud Bei Shvatim. Now, in terms of who the Yud Bei Shvatim are, that can differentiate. But it's always going to be Yud Bei Shvatim. The number is always going to be 12. He says, sometimes you have Yosef being one Shevet. Sometimes you have Yosef being divided into two Shvatim, Ephraim and Manasseh. He said, sometimes Levi is part of the Shvatim. Sometimes Levi is not part of the Shvatim. In the end of Parashas Vizois HaBracha, it's actually the beginning of Parashas Vizois HaBracha, you have Moshe Rabbeinu giving brachas to all the Shvatim. When Moshe Rabbeinu is giving brachas to all the Shvatim, so he lists 12 Shvatim. You know who doesn't get listed? Shimon doesn't get listed, right? You have all the Shvatim that are mentioned, but Shimon is not listed. And the Ramban says, oh, Shtichel Torah, why not Shimon? But over there, you have Ephraim and Manasseh, and you have Levi. So someone has to be missing. Who's going to be missing? It's Shimon that's going to be missing. But the bottom line is, the Ramban in Parshas Vezeis HaBracha says that Klal Yisrael is always made up of Yud Bei Shvatim. Interestingly, who the Yud Bei Shvatim are, that can vary. And this is something that really played itself out very, very stark in today's daf. So just one ha'ara that I saw for Reb Shmuel Yankif, and that is, the piece is really part of a mimer, and the mimer is talking about where Yaakov Avinu meets Yosef HaTzadik after they had been separated for 22 years, and everyone knows, Chazal say, what was the first thing that Yaakov Avinu did when he saw Yosef HaTzadik? The first thing that he did was, he said Kriya Shema, and he's coming to learn up, why was it that the avoid of Yaakov Avinu, when he saw his beloved Yosef, you know, for the first time after all these years, felt this hargosha that what he wanted to do was to say Kriya Shema. So that's the context over there. So I'm just picking two excerpts from this Arichos, Ashenegel in Yoneinu. And that is, since we know the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshev that after Yaakov Avinu lost Yosef HaTzadik, so all the family members of Yaakov, they tried giving him Nechama. But the Pasuk says that he refused to accept the Nechama. Vayikra Yaakov sim loisa, Yaakov tore his clothing. Vayok sim sak bin masnaf. Vayisabel al benoi yomim rabim. Vayokumu kalbono v'chol benoisa v'nachamoy. His entire family got up to try to give him nechama. Aber vayimoyim v'isnachim. He refused to take nechama. Vayoymer, he said, ki eireid el beni ovel sha'oilo, I'm going to go to my grave, ovel sha'oilo, vayev goysoy oviv. And he cried, and he cried, and he cried for him. Yosef HaTzadik refused to be makabel nechama. Vayimoyim ein lehisnachem. And everyone tried. Right, the Archaim HaKadosh says, his sons, his daughters, vayakumu kobanu v'chob noisav lenachemoy. The way the Archaim teaches it is that the children got up and they were telling Yaakov, he says, Yaakov, I understand you lost your son. And I understand that you feel very bad. But look, kobanov, kobnoisav, look at your family. Why are you focusing on what you don't have? Focus on what you do have. Right, his mom is giving him, the oilam is like this epic motivational speech. Musashmus. I understand. Look at Banav of Naisav. Why? But he refused. Vayimain lehisnachim. Vayimer ki erid el bani avil sha'ila. And the Emma says, if you think about it, it's a pella. It's a pella. Because really, if someone goes through a tzara, so it's an avoida. It's not easy, but he has to focus on the good and not focus on what he has that's not perfect in life. And Yaakov Avinu, the Bechira of us, wasn't able to come to a madrega where he was able to say, you know what? Let me look at Kol Banav and Kol Bnoisai and let me focus on what I do have. And instead, this is the way Yaakov Avinu fell. Truth is, Rav Shmuel Yaakov brings, there's a Yalkut Shemoyni in Parshas Vayeshev, right here, on this pasuk. A fascinating Yalkut. Sha'al min echad lirabenu. Efshe shahamesim chayim. Is it possible that there's something called Tchias HaMesim, that the people that die are going to come back alive? Aviseichem einem moidim. Even your forefathers didn't believe in Tchias HaMesim. Why would you believe in something so silly? Your forefathers don't believe in it and you do. So the Rabbeinu said, where do you find that our forefathers, which one didn't believe in Tchias HaMesim? He said, Maxim Yaakov. What does it say by Yaakov? Yaakov Avinu refused to be comforted because of the fact that he lost Yosef. So said this min, he's timing good. Ilu hoyo yoidea shamesim chayim. If he believed that one day he was going to see Yosef again, so why is he crying so much? He's going to see him again. I understand. Is the biggest ride that Yaakov thought he was never going to see Yosef again. So, must be he didn't believe in Tchias HaMesim. So he tells him, Aviseichem einu moidim, v'atem moidim, amalois, Rabbeinu told him in, shaita. He says, you don't understand how to learn this parasha. Let me tell you why Yaakov Avinu refused to be mekabel nechama. Lefisha yedei baruch ha-koydesh, because Yaakov Avinu baruch ha-koydesh, who chai. That really, Yosef HaTzadik was alive. Ve'im mekabel tanchum an alachai. And you're not mekabel tanchum an alachai. He knew Yosef was alive, and that's why he didn't get nechama. Oh, but davar achav, we need the second shot. Omer Yaakov, Yaakov said, "Hare nifritz abris hashvatim." He says, "You want to know why Yaakov Avinu didn't accept nechama? It wasn't because he couldn't overcome this personal tzar. It's not the reason. It's because Yaakov Avinu said, "Hare nifritz abris hashvatim," that the bris of the shvatim, the covenant of the shvatim, is gone. Why? He said, Kama Yogati Lahamid Yud Beis. He said, I tried so hard to have 12 sons that would be the Shifteka. He said, Kol Maisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kenegi Yud Beis Shvatim. He observed that all the Maisav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu correspond to the Yud Beis Shvatim. Yud Beis Mazolos, there are 12 constellations. Yud Beis Shoyis Bayoim, the 12 hours in the day. Yud Beis Shoyis Balayos, 12 hours in the night. Yud Beis Chadoshim, there are 12 months in the year. Yud Beis Avonim Be'efoy, there are 12 stones in the Efoy. Hare Nifrit Sarbris HaShvatim. He says, now that I lost one son in the Davar Acher, I lost one son. He says, now I don't have the Yud Beis Shvatim. And because I don't have Yud Beis Shvatim, everything that I ever worked for is gone. I lost the bris of the Yud Beis Shvatim. I lost that. And that's not something I can get past. I can't get past that. And that's why it was Vayimoyim Lesnacha. Now the Yalkut asks a good question. Why Yaakov Avinu get married and have another wife? And have another child. Because he had already sworn to love him. He already swore to love him. He wasn't going to marry another wife. And as a result, he couldn't have children. And it was based on that he was so bizarre. Because he said, Hare Nifritza Bris HaShvatim. The reason Yaakov Avinu was Vayimoyim Lesnacha was not because of his personal tragedy. The reason it was Vayimoyim Lesnachem is because he understood that Klal Yisrael was going to come from Yud Beis Shvatim. And he said, Kama Yogati Lahamid Yud Beis. Look at how hard I tried to be Maimed the Yud Beis Shvatim. Now that I lost one of those sons, and the Davar Acher, he thought Yosef's not alive. So I lost one of my sons. That means I only have 11. I can't get married. That means the Yud Beis Shvatim are not coming from me. And if I'm not the one that's being the Maimed the Yud Beis Shvatim, then I lost everything that I worked for in my life. And that's what Yaakov Avinu could not get past. That was the Vayimoyim Lesnachem. Which when Yaakov quotes the Beis Halevi, when the end of Parshas, Vayeshev brings this medrash. Listen to Lashoyne Yazov, Shalab Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi brings the medrash. He says as follows. The whole tshuka, the whole yegiyah of Yaakov Avinu throughout his entire life was livnois Beis Yisrael. It was to build Beis Yisrael. And it was because of this that he worked by Lavan for 20 years. And all the tzar that he got from Esav, he wanted the brachas. What were the brachas? It was the brachas of Avraham Avinu, Uberetz Yisrael, Ubekarbonis, that kol tolu b'binyan hazeh. And the only way he was going to get it was if he was going to be maimed the Yud Beis Shvatim. Abav'achshav kisharosh in nitref Yosef, now that he saw he lost Yosef, v'yosover he thought shenechsalay haminyan, that he doesn't have 12. Harei neskalkul kol mashiyogo kol chayev. He lost everything that he worked for his entire life. V'alkein hisabel olav kol hachof beishonim. And that's why he mourned for 22 years. V'alkein oma ki ered al b'ni ovel sha'oilo. Ki bezeh neskalkul kol sha'osa b'chayev. Because by this happening, he lost everything that had happened to him. In fact, the very, very end of this piece, the Beis Halevi says one line. He says, ukishen is boinen al zeh. When you think about what Yaakov Avinu thought he lost, who nesoyin gadol, it's a big nesoyin, efshe gadol ka nesoyin shal akedah. Maybe as big as the nesoyin of the akedah, because he worked his whole life thinking Klal Yisrael is going to come from him. And now all of a sudden he lost it. Shal yosav v'sha'av akol after choysav, v'chol yigi yosav. And the emes is he had an out. The out was he could have gotten married and had another child. But he wasn't going to do that because of the shvua. And says the Beis Halevi, for Yaakov Avinu to be able to deal with this and to not get married and have another child and to realize that even though he put in all this effort, he lost everything. This is the, why is he saying the Nesoyin of that Akedah? Because that was the Nesoyin of that Akedah. And now all of a sudden, Yitzchak's not coming from Avram. Avram just lost Yitzchak. See, he says, Ukishin is boinin alzehu Nesoyin Godel, Efshe Godel, Kan Nesoyin Shal Akedah. But this is the reason that Yaakov Avinu was in so much tzar. He's in so much tzar because he understood Yud Beis Shvatim, Nifritza Bris HaShvatim. And that's why Vayimayin Lesnachim. Because he thought Klal Yisrael was going to come from him. Klal Yisrael is Yud Beis Shvatim. And if Nifritza Yud Beis Shvatim, everything that I worked for, I lost, that was something he couldn't get past. And that's Vayimayin Lesnachim Vayoyimer Ki Eireid El B'ni Avol Sha'ilah. And this is Ray that Rabbi Shmuel Yankov was talking about in this Maimer. And this part of it is very much based on a Beis Halevi here in Parshas Vayeshev. Rabbi Shmuel Yankov, Kedarka Bakodesh, he said a Hergish Nifla. His lashon is that the Ureiza Pella. Take a look at this Pella. Ki kedarko shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehu mamzi mitoich hatzara atzmei pedusa revacha. You find that the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he gives a person a tzara, but mitoich hatzara atzma comes the Yeshua. Kachu af betzara zo. It was the same regarding this tzara of Yaakov Avinu, the tzara of Nifritza Bris Hashva. Says, where do you find that? So he said as follows. He brings a marsha. The marsha is a Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We know that Klal Yisrael, the Bezdin, sometimes there would be Ma'aber Deshana. It's known as the Soid HaIbor. What's that Lashon Soid HaIbor, the secret of Ibor? It sounds like there's some mystical component to Ibor Hashana, Soid HaIbor. And the marsha is very, very Meirich, and a lot of it is very above my pay grade. But this is the Tamsus that we could understand that he says. He says that the Pasuk says in Parashas Chayesara that Yishmael had 12 Nesiyim that came from his family. B'nei Yishmael shneim osa Nesiyim le'imoysam. That Yishmael had 12 Nesiyim that came from him. He says, Klal Yisrael, we know Ba'achris Hayomim is going to be Meskaber over Yishmael. And the reason Klal Yisrael is going to be able to be Meskaber over Yishmael is because Klal Yisrael is not made up of shneim osa Nesiyim. Klal Yisrael is made up of Shloisha Asanasam. We're not made up of 12. We're actually made up of 13. Anasi is a Shevet. We have 13 Shvatim. Where do we have 13 Shvatim? We have 13 Shvatim because even though Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun is 12, but Yaakov Avinu said Ephraim and Menashe Keruven v'Shimon Yehuda. And that meant that Yosef HaTzadik's Shevet is really made up of two. It's made up of two. It's made up of Ephraim and Menashe. Now we spoke out that really it's always 12, and either Ephraim and Menashe is one or they're two, and then you have Levi, and sometimes Shimon is even taken out. So there's a Cheshbon of always 12. Oh, but the Emes is, says the Marsha, that the Pnimius, Klal Yisrael is really made up not of 12 Shvatim. Klal Yisrael is made up of 13 Shvatim. And that's Merumis in Echad. Klal Yisrael's Achdus is Echad, and Echad is Begematria 13. He says Aleph and Chad, because Chad is 12. He brings from the Maral. Rav Shvayankiv sells to the morale, but it's 12 plus 1. And really, Klai Yisrael is made up of 13 Shvatim. And being that Yishmael is made up of 12, but we're made up of 13, that's why we're going to have the ability to be Meskabra Keneged Yishmael. Because our 13 is going to be one more than Yishmael, and that's where we're going to come back. And he says, that's the Soid of Ibor. The secret of Ibor is that the secret source of Klai Yisrael is that we're Echad, but we're made up of 13 Shvatim. He said, that's the Soid of Ibor. That when we're Me'aber the Shana, we have a 13th month. Because really, the 12 Shvatim correspond to the 12 months of the year. How do we know that? So that's the Torah. Everyone knows the Torah. Right, the Torah says Rosh Chodesh is a Yontif. Right, it was supposed to be a Yontif, now it's only for the Nashim. And he brings from his brother, Rabbi Yehuda. Achi, Rabbi Yehuda said, it's because we know that the three Yomim Toivim, the Shalish Regalim, Akinegah, the three of us, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then you have the Yud, they Shvatim, and each one has a Yontif, they have Rosh Chodesh. Abizakhtim, Ashah, that the 12 Chadashim, Akinegah, the 12 Shvatim. But that means, if we're really made up of 13, that means there has to be a 13th Chodesh. There is a 13th Chodesh. 13th Chodesh is when we're Ma'abed the Shana. Rasha says, you ever notice which chaydish are we ma'aber? Well, ma'aber Adar, right? There's only two Adars, right? Nisan, Benisan, that was Chizkiyahu's toys, maybe. But the bottom line is, we're only ma'aber Adar. He says, why are we only ma'aber Adar? Because what's the mazel of Adar? The mazel of Adar is Dogim. And Yosef is the Yid Gularoiv. That's the mazel of Yosef HaTzadik, right? Yosef HaTzadik, the ayin is not shoylet on Yosef HaTzadik. Because they're the Yidgu L'Roiv. That's the Yidgu. Mazel Adar Dogim. Because when we're Ma'abed Hashanah, what we're doing is we're adding another Shevet to Klal Yisrael inside HaYibor. In the side of the Ibor. The Nigla of the Ibor is Adar Sheni. Oh, it's another month of Mishenichnas Adar, Ma'arvin B'Simcha. It's another month of Soiv Zman. Yeah, that's all true in the Nigla. In the Nigla of the Ibor Hashanah. But in the side of the Ibor, what's happening is that Ephraim and Menashe are going to be considered too, and you're going to have Levi, you're going to have Shimon, and really you're going to have all the Shvatim. And he says, that's the Koich that Klai Yisrael has when we're 13. But I'll call upon him. Klai Yisrael's made up of 12. It's 12. It's 12. It's 12. But really, 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 our Soyid HaIbor, our Koich is going to come when we're 13, when we're not just 12. And this is that this idea of the number 13, right, is something we have raid bites on, Fartiga raid bites. And if you remember, you know, the makar to all those raid bites, it's Torah that I heard from Yedidi Rav Levi Chomsky, but it's based on a marsha, the marsha Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara says the Rab Abba used to be Mechabit Shabbos, he would buy meat from 13 butchers. And then we have the story of Yosef Michael Shabbos, that, you know, because of his dedication towards preparing for Shabbos, so he was Zoicha, he found the fish with the diamond, and he traded it in for 13 attics full of gold. And Rashi says 13 is, yeah, it's not, I'm just saying, yeah, 13 is a random number. But the Marsha says it's not mashma that way. V'nir l'chavim b'zeh ha-mispah yud gimel ha-negei l'chol dovesh ha-bektusha. Kol dovesh ha-bektusha. You have the number 13. Before the share, I was just jotting down, chazering over some of the 13s, right? Yud gimel ikri amuna. We have the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachamim. We have the Yud Gimel Midah Shnatayr Nidreshes Behem. We have Bris Mila, that's Nichrasu Allah Yud Gimel Brisos. Right? This Marsha that we just mentioned, the Hachan of Shabbos was 13. Marsha in that piece says that a bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah when he turns 13 years old. Right? The Marsha said Echad is Begematria 13. Rabbeinu B'chaim Parshas Aschanan that says, it says the word Gan in Parshas Bereishis 13 times. Gan Eden is Yud Gimel. Right? The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis that Rabbi Elazar saw his Olam Haba, he had 13 Nahorois of Afarsamoy. You always find the number 13. Because really, the number 12 is a very important number, but the number 13, that's the real, real, real minion of Kedusha. So here's the punchline. Said Reb Shmuel Yankiv, Haflav Afala. He said, Yaakov Avinu knew there was going to be Yud Beis. He knew Yud Beis is a big number. Yud Beis, Shvatim, Yud Beis, Mazolois, Yud Beis, Shois Bayoim, Yud Beis, Shois Balaila, Yud Beis, Chadoshim, the Yud Beis, Avonim Eifoy. And when he lost Yosef HaTzadik, his feeling was, Nifritz HaBris HaShvatim, that's the Lashon of the Yalkut. Nifritz HaBris HaShvatim. And that's why Yaakov Avinu said, now I can get past my personal tragedy. I'll overcome it. I understand that. Aber Vayimoyin lehisnachem. And the reason was Vayimoyin lehisnachem, like the Beis Halevi said, because every single thing that he worked for was for this. And now I lost everything. Vayenisoyin gadol kinesoyin akeda. You told me kibiyitza yikar lechazera. But what happened? What happened was Yosef HaTzadik ends up in Mitzrayim. And Yosef HaTzadik in Mitzrayim because of this whole sorrow. And for 22 years, Yaakov doesn't have Yosef. Yosef's in Mitzrayim. And he becomes the Mishlam Melech. And he raises two sons in the house of Paro. And these two sons that he raises in the midst of Paro, when Yaakov Avinu sees them, and Yaakov Avinu is so blown away by them, how did you maintain your spirituality? How are you able to stay on this level in the depths of Tumah? So you know what he says? I'm going to give you a bracha. Yisimcha l'kim k'Efraim v'Menashe, right? B'chayu Baruch Yisrael. But not just that. He says, Efraim v'Menashe k'ruvim b'shem and yuli. And you know why? You know why they were zoicha to be k'ruvim b'shem? There's a lot of Torah on this. But it all comes to the same point. That they were able to be who they were in Mitzrayim, they're going to be zoicha to be shiftei ka. And Rav Shmuel Yaakov adds to that. He says, even read the pasuk. Read the pasuk. V'ata, Yaakov says, "Shnei banech anu ilodun l'chaberetz Mitzrayim ad boye lecha Mitzrayim molie." Ephraim u'menashe k'ruvim shem and yuli u'moyladetcha asher heladetcha achareyem. And any child you're going to have to all l'chayu, those are yours. Al shem achem you korub and achlasam. They'll be part of Ephraim u'menashe. They're not going to be their own shevet. Only the ones that were born when ad boye lecha Mitzrayim. It was only the ones that were born in the depths of Mitzrayim. So Yaakov Avinu thought he lost because he doesn't have 12. I only have 11. And what's given for 22 years? He could not get past it. It was dafka because Yosef HaTzadik was sold into Mitzrayim. And Yosef HaTzadik was given the nesiyonus of Yosef HaTzadik. And in that world, he was able to raise an Ephraim and Menashe. That Ephraim and Menashe become Keruvim, Vishim, and Yuli. And that's why Yaakov Avinu ends up not with 12 Shvatim. He ends up with 13 Shvatim. Lihem! He ends up with 13. Yaakov Avinu thought that this tzara took him from 12 to 11. But really, the emes was it took him from 12 to 13. It took him from 12 to 13. And that is Darkei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who mamzi hatzara atz, mitoich hatzara atzma pedusa revacha. Didn't come from somewhere else. This thing that Yaakov Avinu could not come to terms with for 22 years ended up being the Yeshua. Because had Yaakov Avinu not lost Yosef, it would have been 12. And with 12, you can't beat Yishmael. But he ends up with 13. And with 13, you can beat Yishmael. Because 13, that's Soid HaIbor. Now there's another Sheni. And with another Sheni, we can beat anybody. And that's where that koyach comes from. Yaakov Avinu said, I lost Mazolus, I lost Yud Beis Shoyz Bayoim, I lost Yud Beis Shoyz Balayla, I lost Yud Beis Chadoshim, Yud Beis Avnei Eifa. You know what Yaakov Avinu got? He got Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna, Yud Gimel Midas Sharachamim, he got Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Behem, Kedoy Lamilo, Shenichzor Alay Yud Gimel Brises, he got the Age of Bar Mitzvah, he got Yosef Michael Shabbos, he got the Gematria of Echor, he got 13 Gan Edens, he got the Marshal in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tesam and Aleph. This was an amazing, amazing tray. But it's an unbelievable chizik that sometimes a person deals with a tzara and really kachi darko shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeicher to see it, but kachi darko shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She mamzi mitoich hatzara atzmo petusu revacha. But frat, when it comes to the ovis, it's always mice ovis similar bottom. Just a fascinating hergish kedarko shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yeah, we're talking about yud beis, the Ramban. It's always yud beis, but there's a soid ha'ibor. The soid ha'ibor is 13, and when we're 13, that's when we're unstoppable.